everyone. Welcome back to episode 11 of the Jungle Podcast. I'm Carter.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Steven.
And we got two special guests here today. We were hanging out with them already, but we decided why not have them on the podcast here. We got Nathan and Travis. Hopefully you guys enjoy their commentary, their presence on the podcast.
Their perspectives, their opinions. They're moving different. They got some new takes on the show, some first hot takes. They're just built different.
Thanks for having us, guys.
We're thrilled to be here.
No worries. We always love having people on here. Honestly, it's kind of nice having like guests on the podcast because it's not just like us three getting stale talking about the same shit all the time.
10 episodes in, and we finally got some working visuals. It's looking
nice. No. Looking clean. Episode 11, and hopefully we'll have like more, not just like two clips worth of like, I don't even think it was 9 minutes of like video because it died.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's fully charged this time.
Yeah, we got it this time.
We're super unoriginal, and we also kind of enjoyed the would you rather. So, again, let us know.
Just some more thought-provoking questions would be nice.
Yeah, give us feedback. Let us know if you guys enjoy the whole would you rather stuff. Obviously, we're not going to just start becoming a would you rather podcast because that's fucking stupid.
Is it color podcast stupid?
Is it? Yeah. Guys, don't watch it.
Door's right there. Thanks.
This is my own house.
Yeah, you can leave.
Before we start,
it's also your own podcast. So
yeah, that's true. Before we start, I wanted to get you guys in here because I thought this was hilarious. Greta Thunberg, as of today, outranks Donald Trump in the top 10 candidates for a Nobel Peace Prize.
I mean, is that surprising?
I mean, it's not surprising. Yeah.
The one thing I'll give Trump, like, I'm not like entirely clear on like American politics and stuff, but like, I don't think I've ever seen a president make actual relations with people that like a Putin and a fucking a Kim Jong-un and stuff, you know what I mean, to that degree. Not to say it's a good thing or a bad thing, but for the US to have so long been in like a kind of like a silent war almost, you know what I mean, like there's definitely been tensions between those two specific countries, for him to mend fences and actually have a relation with them, quite mind-breaking or quite a groundbreaking. Say it's a good or bad thing, I just it's very impressive that he was able to do something like that. I can't knock it for him.
I think the other reason why he would be nominated is because it's just all like the trade deals he's done.
Oh, 100%.
Some of them being fucking stupid, like renegotiating NAFTA, but that's a whole different conversation. It's kind of boring. But I just thought it was funny that like a teenager who hasn't done anything this year or in like the past year and a half, or at least like not anything that's been like really big in the news, is still outranks Donald Trump. Like imagine spending millions on a campaign to try to get reelected, and a fucking 16-year-old or 17-year-old still outranks you.
She went crazy. She's built different.
I don't know if you got some would you rathers.
I do have one from last week, but I just want to see you guys' perspective on it. And to me, it's still such an interesting question to pose. But would you rather always have your laundry done or your dishes done? So you snap your fingers, and all of a sudden, all your laundry's put away, clean, folded neatly. Or you snap your fingers, all your dishes are put away, neatly cleaned, etc.
I'd say laundry. I hoard my laundry way more than I hoard my dishes.
We said laundry too, right? Yeah. Us two wear laundry.
Definitely laundry.
Yeah, it's unanimous.
Okay.
You can just load them in the washer, the dishwasher,
Done. Well, I mean, you load your clothes in a laundry machine. Like,
yeah, but then you'll put it in the dryer and fold it.
That's facts.
It's a longer process.
Unless you're like weird and you just don't fold laundry.
Throw it all in the closet.
Can you imagine you just go to someone's house? They're like, yeah, I just need to change, and then just. They open their fucking closet, it's just piles
of just falls out.
But then dishes is like a daily thing too. That's something you do every day.
Yeah. True.
And laundry is like once a week or so.
Mm-hmm. I just want a machine that, like, I'm pretty sure there are 2-in-1 like washers and dryers. They're like a single machine. But I want you to add in like clothes folder as well. I just want one machine. I put my clothes in there dirty and they come out folded and clean. That's what I want.
Y'all seen those videos? They have like a cardboard box that's just like the one side, and they cut like specific points so that you can like perfectly fold shirts and stuff. I want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff looks so sick. Yeah.
That's like easy. It's like 2 seconds.
That's like one of those like Amazon purchases where you just see it and you're like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to get it. And you use it. I feel like you'd use it more often than something else you'd buy, but like, I feel like it's one of those impulse purchases that you're just like, wow, this is cool, and just buy it and then never use it.
True.
I think you just make it out of cardboard. It's all on like life hacks or
something. Right? Yeah, right. I feel like you could. It's like, I feel like there's a ton of stuff that you can make like at home with just like random shit around the house than like going out and buying it. Like I think the Google VR headset, cardboard.
Google cardboard.
Yeah, Google cardboard. That's such a good idea. Like, you could legit just do that yourself. I mean, I think you'd still have to buy, like, the lenses, because it has, like, the lenses to magnify either side.
Yeah.
But I think, like, that's, you could literally save $200 on a fucking VR headset. Just have it in cardboard.
That's crazy. I don't know if you've heard of this before.
Interesting concept.
Could you imagine if somebody was like, if you're like talking about it and they're like, oh, let me see your setup. Just pull out like a fucking cardboard.
Everything's cardboard.
Oh man, that'd actually be funny. Okay, so I saw this like interesting would you rather, and I think it would be funny. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your like great-great-grandchildren? I feel like either way, you're getting roasted by them.
So descendants or ancestors?
Yeah.
I gotta go with descendants.
I think I'd go descendants, yeah.
That's cool. You could pass, like, think about it. If you were, at this point in time, I think it's more intriguing to most people to find out what came before, because you never really know, right? Like, it wasn't as well documented. Going forward, it's going to be well documented. So it's like, if you go descendants, you could easily tell them about stuff, but, like, go way more in detail because you were actually there. Compared to, like, if you go back in time, they might not even understand half the crap that you're saying, or, like, vice versa. Like, yeah. There's a disconnect. But, like, going forward, I feel like it makes more sense.
I see, here's where I'm conflicted. I would rather go to the future than the past, as its own question.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'd rather meet my ancestors than my descendants. So I don't really know which I'd go with there. Like, if we're strictly focusing on the family side of things, I'd rather meet my ancestors.
That's fair.
Like, I think I'm more interested in, like, what led up to this point rather than what comes after in relation to me personally. Like, I don't know, my ancestors, like, did something, like, I want to know, like, what they did for me to end up where I am.
Man, like, loves woman.
Well, no, but baby, I want to know, made, like, what their lives were like. Like, where they lived, how what they endured, that kind of thing. Like,
their motives. Their motives.
Because what they did had a direct impact on me existing. But, like, my descendants, it's like, I don't know, you're living your own lives. What you do doesn't affect
trick
me
question.
At all.
They're Sims. So everything's a Sim. They're a Sim right now.
Yeah.
All right, I got one. Would you guys rather have constant dry eyes or constant runny nose? So your eyes are always dry or your nose is always running?
Runny nose.
Yeah.
Dry eyes suck.
My eyes are always dry and I manage.
Yeah.
But like runny nose, it's like,
you have to carry like eye drops everywhere. So
I usually do, yeah.
Yes. I guess that's something you can learn to live with. Runny nose, it would just never stop running.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You'd have to go catch it.
Would you guys rather always have wet socks? Like, you're constantly, every time you put socks on, it feels like wet socks, even if they're not. Or you'll always have bad breath, no matter how much you brush your teeth.
Oh, socks. Yeah, I'm taking the wass. Wet ass socks.
Mm-hmm.
Wag the wet and gushy.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah, isn't that the clean version?
It's the clean version.
Okay, can we talk about that for a second? Because I feel like that's less, like, family appropriate than even the bad version.
They still say ass.
No, they say wet and gushy.
Oh, yeah, wet and true, gushy. Yeah. So is that what they're doing like mini pop kids? Kids bop and shit?
Yeah.
Like,
yes. Kids bop. Is that a song that you can even, like, kids bopify?
What are they gonna, like, I don't know, man. I'm interested to see on how they would change the lyrics.
How much do the people that write those lyrics, like, how much do they get paid?
Cardi B writes her songs, bro.
No, I'm saying the people that write the kids bop
version. Oh, man, not enough.
How much do they get paid? Like, racking your brain just trying to take a song that's, like, 70% explicit and just, like, find a way to make it kid-friendly. Like, what do you have to do to make that happen?
Yeah, who knows, man.
Man, how often do they come up with those? Is it, like, once a year?
Kids bops.
Kids bops?
Yeah, it's a yearly thing,
I think it was, like, what was, like, the original version? Mm-hmm. It was, like the Much Music CDs. I can't even remember what they're called. Yeah, I remember, like, I had
a party or something, I don't know.
It was a long time ago. It was, like, a greatest hits, but, yeah. Dude, that's, like, nah, since we're at the topic of, like, fucking kids bop and shit, it's, like, when you see the WAP dance on TikTok, or, like, you just hear about that, like, oh, man, it's just, It's so weird knowing that, like, shit like that exists on TikTok, and, like, that's kind of why they wanted to ban it, because it was, like, fucking suspicious.
Well, my little cousin learned how to do the WAP dance, and he's, like, I think he's in grade 4.
Jesus. He's going crazy. What?
I know. And I was like, do you even know what that means?
Yeah, what?
And like, he didn't answer me. I'm like, good. Damn straight, you don't know what that
means. See, did he not answer because he doesn't know, or did he not answer because he doesn't want to get in trouble?
That's probably the latter.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather be constantly tired no matter how much sleep you get, or constantly hungry no matter how much food you get?
I already exist in a constantly tired state.
Or constantly thirsty no matter how much water you drink.
Ooh.
So you're always parched, you're always Marv, or you're always tired.
Oh god.
Honestly, I kind of already live always hungry.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna say always tired.
He's
tired,
always fiending, yeah. Bro. Like
always fiending.
He's looking for more.
Hey, y'all got me those crackers.
He's like, so do you guys have goldfish?
You know, no, maybe you're on something. I feel like always hungry is like easier to live. It's like, what? I don't know if I'm always hungry, but I'm always like able to eat food. Like right now, I don't feel actively hungry, but if I think about food, it's like, yeah, I could go for food right now.
Sure. Damn.
So
Popeyes.
Yeah. So if it was like this state kind of thing, where it's like you never feel full. But you're not, like, as long as it's not that point where you're, like, so hungry that you're, like...
in physical pain.
Yeah. As long as it's not at that point, then, yeah, I think if it was just you can never be full, or you can never be quenched, or you can never be well-rested, I'd probably say never be full.
Just thought of that fucking video with the backpack, and he's like, you guys will never be quenched! When will you learn? Yeah. You ever seen that video? He's got, like, the glasses on, and I don't even know what he's talking about. He's just like... I don't know, I guess like haters on the internet or whatever. And he was like, your thirst will never be quenched. Your actions have consequences.
Like, is this the Sonic
thing? You know what you sound like?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking the doll from Shrek, bro. The fucking, like, the man. That's what I thought you were going at. And I was like, what?
No. This kid actually sounds like that.
Like Gingy?
Sheesh. Yeah. No, not even Gingy. The, like, no. The fucking Pinocchio, like, right?
Pinocchio.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Do they really... Well, I guess it's Disney, right? So they can just, like, use Pinocchio?
No, Shrek wasn't Disney. Shrek was DreamWorks. But
yeah.
Pinocchio is public domain.
Is it?
Pinocchio's Mulan, just like a... Cinderella. They're all public... They're all fairy tales. Like, yeah, fairy tales. They're public domain. Disney just adapted.
Is Mulan really... Yeah, right. That's a fairy tale? I don't know.
Or not fairy tale, but like urban myth or whatever. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, Disney just adapted all of it. Like... I'm sure Disney has some sort of copy... Well, they do have some sort of copyright over their interpretations of those characters, but they don't have any, like, exclusive rights to the original stories. Like, that's why, like... What was it? Netflix did a Jungle Book movie, like, completely independent of Disney. Yeah. And, like, I think Chloe Grace Moretz is attached to, like, a Little Mermaid film from Universal. Like, yeah. Hmm. So they don't have the rights to the original stories, so they can be adapted by anyone.
Meanwhile... Kid me was thinking they were like having crossovers. I was like,
did you guys watch the new Mulan?
No. I think we talked about this. We were saying like the reviews were no.
Even seeing the trailers, I was like, no.
The reviews
I don't rate it
bad, but like honestly, that was a movie I wasn't particularly interested in, and I really only would have watched it if reviews came out and they were like, this is the best live action movie Disney's put out in years, and that's not what the reviews were like. The reviews were like, it's fine. It's all right. So I'm not motivated to pay $35 on an eyed film. So
yeah, it's ridiculous the way they structured that.
If you guys got the offer to join Hogwarts right now, this very specific moment, y'all take that invitation or no?
Not even a question.
Or you're just a regular ass dude at Hogwarts. Like you're just the lamest guy.
Let's go with you. You half muggle.
I feel like it would still be cool.
You a half muggle.
Bro, you're literally just the janitor. Like,
yeah,
the Filch.
Finch.
Yeah.
Finch.
That's all you get to do. You get to explore Hogwarts, but you're the fucking janitor. You gotta clean up all these magical messes and shit.
People with wands are like fucking making fun of you. Like, stupid muggle? Yeah, well, catch this glock.
What'd you say?
Smell your armor, this bitch.
What's the...
Petrify what's that the, ass.
What was that? Was that meme? It was like Harry Potter and the Glock is loaded.
Yeah, it was when they were like editing all the guns in the Harry Potter. Did you ever see that? Oh my god!
Made the like, full movie.
They edited the whole movie. Every time they take out their wand, they have a gun. It's fucking hilarious.
So good. Yeah, I want to watch that full thing.
Yeah,
it's hard to find.
Movie.
They keep taking it down.
They keep because I guess it's a copyright. Yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna just get off track here from the Would You Rather quickly, but that Harry Potter game, did y'all see the trailer for it?
Fuck, I'm excited. I haven't seen that.
I just heard about it. I'm worried it's gonna flop.
I'm not gonna act like I know.
It looks good, but...
See, here's the thing. The studio making it, this is really new for them. Like, they've done... Don't get me wrong, they've been around for a while, but their more recent stuff has been, like, Disney Infinity. They did, like, some Cars video games. Like, they haven't done an open-world RPG. Yeah. This is new for them. I feel like
it can be such a hard thing to pull off.
Yeah, but if they pull it off well, like, holy fuck. Just the idea of an open-world RPG set... in the Harry Potter universe, and they've said like it's Hogwarts, but you also get to explore like Forbidden Forest and like
open world Avatar
games. They might have said like Diagon Alley, something like that, but yeah, it's like sweet. Just exploring that world. It's like, man, I'm fucking excited for that.
I also don't know how it's gonna work. Is like, are you going through the years?
No, JK of Hogwarts,
or are you just
don't know?
Are you in 1 year? Are you like the 7th
year? I'm not sure they've confirmed how long it... They said it's like the late 1800s, but I'm not sure they said what the span of the game is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting. I don't think they've also... I don't think they've confirmed if there is or isn't multiplayer, but I'm kind of under the assumption that it's just a single-player game.
It'd be
sweet
with multiplayer.
Yeah. Also, you're mentioning J.K. Rowling, not involved at all.
No, I was going to say, is J.K. Rowling going to be a villain in the game?
That's the final boss.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather know all the mysteries of the universe or know every possible outcome of your choices?
No, mystery of favorite. Bro, the answers to everything?
Wait, like, you gotta kind of like, what do you mean mysteries of the universe? Just like, know everything in the universe?
Like, where is the other life? Why are we
is
here?
Is there God?
What is the purpose of life?
Yeah. Definitely
is
that.
There other or life? Know, and God. Then what was the other option?
Or know every outcome of every choice you made.
So if you make a choice, like Doctor Strange it, and you're like, I looked into the future and saw 619,000 possibilities, whatever.
What did you say? Like 24 million and five, 14 million and five or something.
Yeah. 504 or something. I don't know. I feel like knowing every like outcome is kind of like just spoiling a movie for yourself. Like you're supposed to like.
But if you find out the purpose of the universe, that could also spoil it. Like if you know that everything's actually meaningless.
Every single mystery to me was like clear. I probably just want to die.
Yeah, that's what I'm
like,
saying.
There's nothing to, like...
All mysteries of the universe. It's like, where did flight MH370 go? Or, like, what went with the Bermuda Triangle? Or, like...
You have one question. No. Like, it's not one question. You're like, where did flight MH370 go?
what happened to D.B. Cooper? Like, how did the pyramids get built? Like, if you ask all these questions...
I mean, it'd be really cool, but...
It'd be cool, but, like, afterwards, you'd be like... Like, is anyone going to believe you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's conspiracy theorists. They were given that choice. And then they found out all the answers.
But there's a lot of theories.
Like, I already know the answers. I got it. 9/11 was fake.
You could prove everything, you know?
And yeah, I feel like interesting. I feel like you'd be like, people would look at you and think you're crazy if you knew all the mysteries of the earth or like the universe.
Yeah.
But if you knew every outcome of your decision, you could kind of manipulate that because you could like just think, okay, if I do this or this, and then you just know. And then you're like, hey, well, if I did that after that, and like you could just kind of. Like force your own future almost. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I don't know.
If I go to the casino and I play this and I bet this and I bet that.
Dude, you would be the best gambler. You get arrested right away.
But. Oh, for sure.
No, I don't know. I'm kinda with Nathan on this one. It's like you're kinda ruining it if you're just calculating everything you do. I think you're kinda ruining like the enjoyment of your own life. It all just becomes like a series of like exact movements to get what you want to do and get where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to say mysteries of the universe. Cause then it's like, I can know everything about the universe, but I still have my own future. Like, it's not like
really
you're like,
job.
You're just knowing everything that exists and why everything is happening. It's like, you don't know. I'm assuming you don't know like your own future or like how exactly things will play out for you. So you're just an all knowing being who still gets to live a life. So
okay, if you could transform into one animal, what animal would you transform into and why?
Didn't we talk about this last time?
Anamorph. Yeah, I'm asking these two.
Okay.
Specifically, I'm pretty sure we all talked about this
recording just stopped.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break here.
Yeah.
All right, this is where we're starting.
Yeah, okay.
All right, animal.
It's a good question. Anything you want to go first?
Probably a cat, man. That'd be cool to be a cat.
Like specifically, just like a house cat.
Yeah, just a house cat.
A WH.
He's trying to be. He's trying to be a whole ass cougar, bro. He's trying to be a whole ass lion.
He just lay down in the sun and do
he's
nothing.
He's trying to be a snow leopard. Hang on.
So is this like you can transform into this animal at will, or like this is the animal you live the rest of your life as?
Actually, okay. Let's change the question because we already answered this question. Let's change it. If you could transform into any species, so like you could, it doesn't have to just be a house cat. It could be any kind of cat,
okay.
Any kind of dog related animal.
But
any
again,
kind
this of is like transform at will.
Any kind of reptile, any kind of like
yeah, at will.
Okay.
At will, yeah, you could just like if you feel like getting to work
it's
faster,
bed,
you're a bird.
Bro. It's a bird.
Eagle,
bed, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah no, it's a bird is the most bird. Practical.
Well, if you're trying to sneak
yeah.
in somewhere,
bird's probably most practical. Yeah.
Turn into like a whole like chickadee or something.
If you pick insect, can it be any insect, or does it have to be like fly or whatever?
Any insect.
I'm
any
sure
insect.
You say
oh,
something.
Actually, but there's so much variety with insects.
There's a
yeah,
lot of variety.
Yeah, because
you
could be a spider, you could be a beetle.
Okay, let's say it's limited to like the leg kind of thing.
Also, insects, arachnids.
Yes. Well, the thing is that like centipedes and like millipedes and stuff, they got mad legs, so like I don't know where they fall.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? Like if it's a spider, like spiders typically have 8 legs.
Mm-hmm.
Flies typically have 6 or whatever. So like,
what?
I don't know if I'd want to be a bug. Now that I'm thinking about
yeah,
it,
I don't know.
The amount of if you interact with a human, you're probably dead.
4, 6.
That's
I'm
true.
Not
yeah,
act
that's
like really
true.
Okay. You know what I mean? They have less than
what's
a spider.
A horse.
A horse?
It'd be pretty cool to be a horse.
Nay.
Nay. Are you going to disagree?
I'm a bird. Like I feel like
bird
cat
would
be the coolest because then you could transform into like. Wait. Oh no! I was thinking because you could be like a lion or something. But like,
what's the advantage to being a lion?
I don't know,
where
it's
we're
just
living.
Cool.
But it is cool.
What is the whole ass
rhino, bro.
What is the family that like dogs and wolves are a part of? Like, is that like
canine?
Is that canine?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if canine was specifically like domestic dogs or if that was that family.
No,
yeah, like canine would be fucking cool as well. Then, but I feel like birds the most practical, bro. Just turn into a fucking eagle. Just
what about like
real quick?
Marsupials, like if you want to be like Joe, like a Crash Bandicoot, if you want to be like, you know what I mean?
Like a lemur?
Yeah.
Or a possum?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
A sloth?
Bro, a bear?
Are sloths marsupials?
Bear. I don't know.
I don't think they are.
You're in cold climates.
Yo, speaking of bugs, though, like imagine being a bug and living your life, you know, just vibing, and you just get hit by a car at like 120 kilometers an hour. That's it. Like,
yeah.
You just vibing, you know, like you're some core fields or whatever. You try and cross the road and whoosh.
Like, I mean, why is it gotta be so specific to bugs? You could literally just cross the street and get hit by a car going 120.
Yeah,
I know,
but
like.
Take that fucker,
the
car
bug just needs to tolerate it, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
The
yeah,
bug
so.
Goes splat.
Yeah, but. You made that point. You could just walk into the road, but why would you just walk into the road and get hit by a car?
Should happen.
At least you know the road.
You crossing the road, you know that the road has a potential danger. Like these guys are just vibing.
Just
like,
vibing. Yeah, that's true.
You know
that is true.
Yeah, and you like you see like your the front of your car after a road trip, and there's just like
yeah,
a million bug corpses on there. You know, like
they can describe it that way.
Bug cemetery.
The world is cruel to bugs.
It really is.
Yeah.
We really hate bugs. Like, imagine you, like, they fucking die in your hood, and you're hoping they, like, give you a funeral, and they're just like, oh, man, get this shit the fuck off.
Yeah, pressure wash this shit. Fucking stupid
yeah.
Walk.
All right, I got a good one. Would you rather, every time you talk, you have to do some, like, viral TikTok dance or, like, fucking internet dance?
So if you, like, the only way you could talk, you could just be like,
yeah,
and so I was telling him, you know, like,
yeah. Like some bad news, I'll finish it off. Or every time you're not talking, like you're listening to somebody, you're like doing something with your hands or like pointing off somewhere.
You start doing jutsus. Yeah. Start doing signs.
Okay. Can I just do it in my pocket, or does it need to be?
No,
it
needs to be out. It needs to be.
Oh,
they
God.
Need to see.
Yeah.
They see your hands.
So either like a TikTok.
I'm doing the TikTok
or
dance, bro.
Something with your hands.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of already fidget.
Dr. Strange.
I'll do something
shit.
With my hands, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
I'll do something with my hands.
So like, I would
mean,
pick
TikTok
the TikTok dance
cringy.
just because I think it'd be fucking hilarious. All right. Okay. Now, I want to get this point across. I think picking TikTok dances while you're talking to somebody would be so funny. Like, could you imagine somebody delivers like some shitty news and you're like, oh man, that really sucks. You just
what if you start having to deliver news? Yeah. Like you're a police officer, you go to someone's door and it's like, I'm sorry to inform you that your parents have died.
Yo, you're a doctor? Yeah, you're a doctor.
Oh,
you're a doctor? Your kid didn't make it. You're doing the savage dance. I'm a savage.
Yo, I'm just thinking, if you're delivering like sad news, you're like pulling somebody over, you're like literally in the middle of the road, you're like, sir, get out of the vehicle, and you're like, you're gonna wop pants on this fucking road.
Oh, alright, I got two questions.
That's tough.
One's a would you rather, the other one's just like a general question.
Okay.
So general question, you're in a title fight, like a UFC style title fight, what music are you walking out to and why? What song?
Ooh.
What song did to get the crowd hyped, to get you hyped? What song are you to play?
Doing the WAP dance the entire way out.
Wow.
The B movie script.
That's a tough one. Yeah, because it really
would depend. Think about that.
Okay, yeah. You know the Titanic theme? You know, like, the flute version of it? Like, yeah, the really the sad recorder? Version. Yeah. The recorder version? Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Or just like, oh, man, I actually don't know.
Yeah, you just come out to that, but the thing is, you'd be, like, a villain in the WWE. Like, no one would like you. Just come out, like, waving. But you're, like, the nicest person. You're just, like, trying to be nice to everyone. Meanwhile, you have this, like, Titanic recorder shit in the background. Everybody hates you. I don't know. I think that'd be funny. All
right. Second part of that question. Oh, sorry. My song that I'd listen to. I'd probably walk out to, the Harlem Shake. Yeah, that would be fucking funny.
Just Black Beatles, you walk out and you just freeze. Yeah, really. Just stop.
Or the Trap remix to a Lil Einstein or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be really funny. That's a tough one, actually.
Second part to that question. If you were in the WWE, what would your nickname be? So not only do you got your walkout music, what would you... Like, Nathan's is obvious. He's Cowboy. Like, that just makes sense to me.
Cowboy Tanaka.
That's fine. I didn't even think of that until you said it.
Well, totally. Did you think of something else?
No, I did. I didn't think of anything, actually.
Gang Tomas.
No. I didn't give it much thought.
Cuz Lightyear. Cuz Light Carter. Cuz Lightyear. Pass to Skull. You know what I mean?
I don't know, choosing it yourself is tough.
Crippy Mouse. Glick Ross. Glock Lesnar. I forgot about that
one. Glizzy McGuire.
Bro, it's the Storm.
Oh, damn. Steven the Storm. Salah!
No, I just say, bro, the Storm is rolling in.
Damn, the Storm. The Storm's coming.
You just like fall on. You just fall from the ceiling onto the ring. I'm a raindrop, bitch.
I was thinking lightning, but sure.
You got one,
okay. Travis. The tripod went.
You like get funny. Into the middle of the ring, and you're like the Michael Jackson thing, where you're like, yeah. Over, but it's just the
I don't get it. No,
Can you demonstrate real quick?
Can you show me what time?
Like, yeah, guys, the tripod. What's that?
Show us why they call you the tripod.
Carter, what's your nickname?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know. Glock Lesnar's funny.
Throwback. Carter, do your chores.
The chore master. Yeah,
the chore master.
I put everyone to do their chores. All right, I make people do their to-do list.
Can you imagine just middle names? It's a Carter, Braden Michael.
Carter, Braden Michael, let's go! Just like, no, it's just your full name, but really fast. Carter, Braden Michael, let's go! It's like, what? Who is this? Oh, it's not... Who's that? All
right, would you rather be able to duplicate yourself? So like, say... One friend's group wants to do one thing, but your other friend's group wants to do another thing.
But you still share the experience.
Yeah. Like, and then when you go back, you have both experiences with you.
Ooh.
When you like recollect.
Yes. I'm taking that. I don't even know.
It's on a time frame. So it's like you can only do it for so long before you have to just like merge back. Mm. Or would you rather be able to slightly influence people's decisions and stuff? Like not like through words and stuff, but like you just think of it. You think of an outcome, and like it'll almost always happen like that. Or, like, there's a chance it'll happen that way.
I'll say duplicate yourself.
What was the time frame you said?
Like, you I don't know. I didn't specify a time frame. I'm just saying there is a time frame. So like, you could duplicate yourself, hang out with like, say Steven wants to do something, but Kurt also wants to do something. So one of me goes with Steven, one of me goes with Carter. And we link back up, and I have memories of whatever we did with both.
That one.
I'm thinking that.
Or like, say you're at the horse track, you're betting on Banana Hammock, and you're trying to win tenfold. You're just like, yo, Banana Hammock's gonna win, and then like all of a sudden he wins.
Yeah, but you could also just be super lucky, or you could just like manipulate people with your words using like subliminal shit. I think that the split thing would be funny and pretty handy, because it's like if you go to two different things and then one of them ends up being dead, you're just like, no, I'll just go to the cooler one. And the thing is, no one would know.
You're just mid-conversation with someone and you just vanish.
I guess.
I think I would do the other one, to be honest.
Influenced?
Yeah, because imagine all like the toxic relationships have, you know, with all the women and stuff. Just like, can you see this? Yeah.
I can see that. That's true.
This dude Nathan just playing mind games.
Yeah, this dude Nathan is toxic. Like literally talking about the plot of Jessica Jones season 1. Like, you're basically Kilgrave. It's not a good thing.
He's just out here like, hey, go rob that bank for me.
I suppose. I'm thinking of just, like, using it for, like, non-malicious purposes. But even then, it's like, I don't know, I'd rather have genuine relationships with people, not, like, influence them even accidentally. Like, that was a whole thing in Jessica Jones.
No, let's say influence.
Like, anything he said, like, people did. Even if he didn't mean it literally. Like, if he told someone, like, there's a line in the show where he's like, I was mad at someone. I told them to go screw themselves. And they literally took a drill and screwed themselves.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, yeah, I'd rather just like.
Okay, let's say events, people, not people.
And not worry about that.
Events. Okay. You can influence events, not people.
Events.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Also, like if something were to happen.
If you know that something's gonna, or like not necessarily you know if something's gonna happen, but in the moment, if something's happening, you can influence the outcome of the event. Not necessarily the person.
I would do that. I would bet so much money on fights and stuff.
I mean, you could make a lot of money that way.
Make money.
Yeah, couldn't you just like buy a lottery ticket and just be like, it's gonna be my numbers, and then just win every time?
But it wouldn't happen every time. It's like a chance.
Yeah.
Bro, okay. Imagine being a doctor, like a surgeon. You'd be the best surgeon in the world because you just go into the OR and you're like, this surgery will be successful. And you walk out and just, you could do the hardest surgeries.
Or you
could
just be like,
100% yeah, but, successful.
Well, no, it's a chance. It's a chance.
So it's not okay, then let's say it like this. You can influence events that happen to you with 99% accuracy or 90% accuracy. So.
So it's not a 9 out of 10
so
shots.
if you have to make a choice, so for example the surgery ones are good, if you have to make that choice that you have to do the surgery, you can influence it to be 90% of the time it's gonna be the outcome that you want to happen.
I mean, it's a gamble, but
let's say that the catch is 10% of the time it's fucking butched, like it's the worst possible outcome. Mm-hmm. So you can just do it as per normal, or you can take that chance. So 90-10, 90% chance is going to be flying colors A1, or a 10% chance that it's going to be butchered and you're just going to fuck it up.
Is this still the would you rather?
No. This is just his own question now at this point. Yeah.
I would take that. I would.
I mean, 9 and 10,
I guess
right?
It's still dependent on
9 and 10
like,
every time you do it.
Yeah.
I guess it's dependent on like what the like worst case outcome is.
The worst possible outcome.
If it's like,
if it's the surgery,
I'm not saying the worst possible outcome every time is like nuclear war. You're gonna die. Everyone around you dies.
Yeah.
Walking Dead on Earth. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, that's why I said like, I guess it depends.
A realistic possible outcome.
Hmm. You know, I just thought of something. Going back to that, would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Being two places at once would be sick because I'm just thinking about all the times I missed out of stuff because I was at work.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
I could be at work making money and having fun at the same time.
You're actually right.
Yo, capitalism is
so done. I just thought of that. Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yo, but every hour you have to tell your boss, like, I gotta go to the bathroom for a minute, because otherwise you just fucking disappear in the middle of your shift. And it's like, wait, where'd Nathan go?
Yeah, can we specify this, like, time?
Yeah, okay, let's see.
Yeah, because if you could just, like, leave and then
you
come
split
back
yourself,
like that.
Well, when you split yourself, I'm assuming it splits off from, like, where your original version is. So if you're at work or whatever and your work version disappears, then I'm assuming you need to now, your duplicate self needs to drive back to work. Like, it doesn't reappear there.
No, you just go on some straight, like, wolves shit and just, just float and
just manifest yourself in a second body.
Yeah.
But you can do it wherever you want. Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, my second self appears here. I can be like, I want to be at a party, and I can make my second self appear at that party. Because otherwise, you're wasting like half your time driving there.
No, yeah. I'm just saying when you have to link back up like that, like you, you'd literally just like from wherever you split, your body just transports itself back there, does it, and just comes back. So you can't be mid party. Like you have to leave the party in order to do it, kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But like in terms of time frame, I'm gonna say 8 hours. Most shifts are 8 hours. So let's go with work wise. It doesn't have to be eight hours, but like up to 8 hours.
I was already on board, but hell yeah, especially now.
Yeah, if it's cool. 8 hours, that's easy. You'd have so much time to like plan how to, like, if you had to split back from your original body, you'd have so much time to like plan.
Bro, some dude tries to mug you in a back alley, you just fucking duplicate yourself.
Yeah.
Your clone appears behind him. It's like Shadow Clone Jutsu. Shadow Clone
Jutsu. Or if you could like multiply yourself by like 10. Just like, hey, give me your wallet. Yeah, like, yeah, you and what army?
No, I'm thinking like the guy comes up with like a knife and he's like, give me your money. And then he feels a knife against the back of his neck. And he's like, no, you give me yours.
You just turn around Loki and it's them.
It's like, wait, what?
You just turn into Loki. Wait a minute. He's like, shank him from the back. Take his wallet.
Yeah, it's like that meme of the guy, like the kid holding a gun to his head, and then there's like another one holding a gun to his head.
That spaceship meme, or the astronaut meme, sorry, kills always has been. It's like, wait, it's cake? It's like, always has always been.
Has been. I don't get the fucking gun to the head thing. Literally, like, I don't know. I guess memes don't need to make sense.
No. I realized there was a gap in, like, generational humor kind of stuff when me and my cousins would find like something fucking hilarious. Like we'd be laughing, like the fucking, it's a Ratatouille, but with a gat, it's a gratatata.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I was dying laughing, but then like I showed like my aunt and like some of my like uncles and stuff, and they were just like, why is this funny? And I was like, oh yeah, they're not gonna get it. Like it's different humor.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You wouldn't get it.
I don't even expect my like older, like the previous generation, I don't even expect them to know what memes are. Like I don't even like.
They do know quite a bit.
Wait, the next?
Maybe it's just my
like
family.
Younger kids?
No, my previous generation, like your parents and your aunts and uncles, like maybe, like obviously it'll vary from person to person, but like at least within my family, I would not expect like my aunts, my uncles, my parents to have any sort of idea of what memes are, let alone to understand like the context of them.
Even within my own family, like I've noticed there's stuff that like my little cousins will find hilarious, and then like I still kind of get, but then like my sisters, they might not necessarily get it, or like because they're like, there's a pretty big age gap between like my eldest sister and like Isaiah, kind of, you know, it's like 15, almost 20 years kind of thing. But it's kind of crazy to think about how like their sense of humor is so much different than like kids today's sense of humor, and like even our sense of humor. I feel like it's starting to shift, and like there's things that like newer kids are finding funny that like we might have found funny when we were like 12, 13, but like now we're just like, oh yeah, whatever. I don't know if you guys have noticed that like happened to you yet, but I noticed it like last week. I think it was crazy, and I was like, yo, what the fuck, like memes really are shifting, and like, I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it also has to do with just being older. Like, obviously, you just find different things funny as when you're older.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very factual. Like, I don't think today, if I were to watch something that I thought was funny 10 years ago, I don't think I'd still find it funny now. Or maybe I would, like, nostalgically.
Yeah. It depends on what you're necessarily watching.
Unless it's SpongeBob. Like, SpongeBob is timeless.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I can't think of a single person that hasn't watched the SpongeBob episode and hasn't at least cracked a smile.
Yeah.
Or, like, laughed at least once. Like, it's just, like,
it's not necessarily even the content. Like, the animation itself is just fucking hilarious.
Well, I remember, I just saw yesterday a fucking clip from SpongeBob and they're impersonating Squidward.
Yeah.
And Patrick's just, like, dancing around, like, I'm Squidward. And then SpongeBob's just like, no, you have to do it like this. My name's Squidward. I play the clarinet. And no matter how much I play, I never get better. Oh.
Yeah. There's definitely jokes in SpongeBob too that have like more quote unquote like adult
oriented
humor. Not necessarily like sexually, but like there's that scene where SpongeBob shifts his like appearance. He's like asking he asked Patrick, what am I? And he's like shaped like Texas.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, Patrick, what am I? He's like, an idiot.
Yeah.
He's like, no, Patrick, I'm Texas. And he's like, what's the difference? Yeah. Like, that's something that, like, I feel like if you're older, you find it funny. Yeah, like it goes over your head as a kid.
I mean, I feel like it's still funny for a kid because you're like, ahaha, he said idiot, and like, but yeah, when you get older, you're like, damn, he really just dissed the whole state of people.
Real Texas.
That's good writing though.
It really is. It's an amazing rating.
Like the 24-25 joke is still like, it's probably one of the most iconic SpongeBob moments. But like the complexity of that joke in reference to how TV shows were set up back then, and like primetime TV and what channel you were on, and etc. Mm. It goes crazy because apparently Channel 24 was not Nickelodeon. It was like a competitor or whatever. And Channel 25 is what Nickelodeon was on. So that what's funnier than 24 is 25 because their show's on 25. And I was like, yo, that's a next level joke. That's some chestnut checkers type stuff.
I'll say Gravity Falls was a show that I think did that really well.
Being they go crazy.
Appropriate,
yeah.
But having so many moments and jokes that, like, as a kid will go over your head, and as an adult, it just completely different context. Yeah. I really enjoy those shows. It's like, it's appropriate for kids, but it's almost more enjoyable when you're older and you can actually like understand and appreciate all of the writing. I feel like that's
like becoming a nostalgic feel, but like you actually understand it a little bit.
I feel like it's becoming increasingly common that more and more kids shows like are not just appropriate, but like enjoyable for adults as well. I feel like that's kind of becoming more of a trend.
It's probably also because they want to like be able to bridge that gap between like their parents and the kids being able to watch the themes on a show. So it's like, as an adult, if I have kids, I'm 100% watching cartoons with them, partially because I still enjoy cartoons to this day.
Yep.
That might change, but like, also because I want to monitor what they're watching, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, you don't want them watching some next level stuff that's like not really appropriate for them. But I mean, if there's also some form of enjoyment that I can get out of the same show they're watching, so for example, Gravity Falls, like it's kid appropriate, but there's definitely like a higher plane of like understanding and enjoyment that adults can have as well for that show. Then I'm all for it. Like, Gravity Falls is an amazing series. I enjoyed it when I was younger. I enjoy it now because of the different, like, levels of complexity to the show.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I could watch anything with my kids that isn't Paw Patrol, I'm happy.
Yo, you're trying to watch Strawberry Shortcake. Little Einsteins.
Isn't there, like, a
My Little Pony show, Friendship is Magic.
Like, on YouTube? It's, like, Cocomelon or whatever?
The Cyro.
Yeah, apparently it's, like, fucking huge.
Wait, Cosmonauts.
Cocomelon.
I've never heard of that.
Is that the animation? Johnny.
Is that what that is?
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think it is, but if it is, it's not
Johnny.
Yeah, I think it's like a YouTube-based like kids show, and it's like on track to pass up like two series.
You say Avatar. In terms of like, I haven't seen Korra yet, but
no. Yeah, like they're just killing it.
Wow.
Avatar is definitely on that level.
It's just another, yeah. I just didn't mention it because it was kind of like an older example, and I was talking about like how I think it's becoming a more common trend nowadays. Like, I'd say Avatar was probably one of the best examples of that, and especially of that being done before it kind of became a trend. Because Avatar was, what, 2006 to 2009?
Yeah,
something like that.
So, yeah, like, it was, I mean, obviously I don't know all kids' shows for all of time, but thinking of, like, I don't know, relatively modern cartoons, that's the oldest one I can think of. But I think especially kind of in like the mid 2010s, that's when you really start to see a lot of it, like Adventure Time.
Yep. Oh man, Adventure Time
is one of those shows.
I think what is that show called?
Is there something with Gumball, like The Adventures of Gumball or something?
Amazing World of Gumball. I was thinking,
not that I like the regular show is another example of that, in my opinion, but yeah, I didn't really, like, I enjoy it, but not enough to be, like, raving about it the same way I rave about Adventure Time or Avatar or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still enjoyable as a show, but.
On the topic of, like, kind of shows being good entertainment for, like, a large or, like, multiple age groups, it's crazy how media and, like, shows and TV and movies and stuff like are really branching out to capture as much audience they can. That you see like Marvel going into Fortnite multiple times now. Yeah, I think they also had a weird Star Wars event. Mm-hmm. And then you've got like Avatar in Smite.
Yes, sir.
Like it's crazy how like, I don't know, it feels like everything in media is like becoming all one, like,
because they realize, I think they realize the connectedness of media and how to capitalize on that to get every single possible demographic. Because like us all as people, like we have interests in different forms of media. So for example, I love watching Avatar, but I also like playing Smite. The fact that there's a collaboration between the two is really cool to me. Or for example,
it draws crowds.
Yeah, like if there was like some form of like, or Adventure Time in Minecraft. Like Minecraft's a fun game. They have Adventure Time skins and worlds and stuff. Like that's a cool collaboration. There's different forms of media. Obviously, like Minecraft has its own player base, but there's probably an overlapping player base of people that also enjoy Adventure Time or have watched the show. So it's like they kind of collaborate. I think they realize that you can capitalize so much more off of like doing collaborations with other companies and expanding your player, or not your player base, your fan base by like doing these collaborations and stuff. Mm. It goes crazy.
I guess this is kind of almost like the reverse of video games and like that
competition.
No, not competition. It's like that type of media bleeding into like mainstream media. It's now you have the reverse where mainstream media is bleeding into like video games. Because it's like before you'd have like references to video games and movies, or you'd have movies based off like the stories of video games. And now it's like kind of reversed where you have like mainstream media or like other movies coming into video games.
I see what you mean. Like you're kind of getting that.
Yeah, like John Wick came into Fortnite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think what you're kind of getting at is that like video games before were especially seen as something very niche and... Video games before were seen as something especially niche, and so companies saw an opportunity to take these stories and characters that most people were not familiar with and bring them into more mainstream forms of media like television and film. Whereas now, don't get me wrong, I think video games by many people are still seen as niche, but when you look at the revenue and the numbers, like, it's clearly not. And so now these companies see an opportunity to take movies and television shows and put them into these games that everyone's playing. Like, it's kind of flipped where it's like games used to be the niche thing and now they are the thing.
Yeah, you're just seeing, yeah, it's just like a outlet for popularity. It used to be mainstream media. Now it's like more the niche, like social media, video game stuff. And that's where the mainstream media is trying to stay alive.
Mm.
So, yeah, it is interesting.
I think they realize that the industry of video games and like interactive styles, like for example, there's games that are like basically like choices.
Sure.
So like a Beyond Two Souls, Telltale game, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. Just more of an interactive movie than anything. Yep.
Yeah.
Like you could see other forms of media copying that. So for example, like Bandersnatch.
Yep.
On Netflix doing it.
Netflix has done a few of them actually. Yeah.
I'm sure you're gonna see more. Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. I think they realize that people love to do they love to have inputs in what they're watching and doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why I think video games took off in the first place, and that's probably why that they're only getting more popular as time goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, I think a lot of people, when they think of video games, maybe they get kind of overwhelmed by, like, the complexity of a game, whereas you see something like Netflix that's just a simple, like, here, we're not even giving you a video game controller. You literally just use the television remote that you're used to, and you just press OK and like some arrow buttons just to select a choice. And it's like, that's still a video game. It's just, there's way less to it. Like, it's a much more passive experience. But yeah, it's like, video games have just become such a broad category that it's like, you can usually find something for anyone. Because there's so much to experience there. I mean, like, you know, mobile gaming is absolutely massive. Most people that play mobile games would not consider themselves a gamer. Like, they're the type of people that just, you know, pick it up and like play it on like public transit or whatever.
Raid Shadow Legends.
If you're playing a game,
start now.
If you're playing a game, you're playing a game. You might not be like, no, I don't have a PlayStation, I'm not a gamer. But if you pick up your phone like a couple times a day just to fire up a quick game, you're still playing a game.
What? You haven't played World of Warships? Why the hell not?
You can join now for free.
Yeah, it is kind of funny how, like, it's literally so ubiquitous to play video games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because it's still, like, for older people, it's still, like, just a weird thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, why the fuck are you wasting your life with this? And then you're like, dude, like, literally everybody does it now.
Even for, like, just
smoking cigarettes.
Even just people that aren't, like into games. Bud. Like, I was talking to a coworker the other day who's 22. And, like, she had played Red Dead Redemption and she enjoyed it. And she was shocked when I told her, like, how large that team was. I think, according to Wikipedia, I think it was a team of, like, 1,200 people or something. She assumed it was a small team of, like, 10 people or something, just, like, all in a room making a game. Like, she...
That'd be crazy. Can you imagine 10 people were the responsible?
Yeah. Well, she just... I don't know if she literally meant that small of a number, but generally her point was, I thought it was just, like, a smaller group of people that work on these games. And this came up because We work in film together, and I was telling her how Guillermo del Toro directed or co-directed the game PT. And she was like, wait, video games have directors? And I'm like, yeah, these are teams of like hundreds, if not thousands of people. Like they need a single guiding vision. And then she's like, wait, what? I thought it was like a way smaller group. So just yeah, no, like it's not just
in writing older... code in like their basement.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not just an older generation. Like people that are not like big into games, even if they play games casually, like there is just this mainstream perception of video games that's just so out of sync with the reality. Like Red Dead Redemption 2, to my knowledge, is still the highest grossing entertainment product in its launch weekend. Like that Friday, Saturday, Sunday window that it came out,
crazy.
It made more in that window than any other entertainment product ever had, and I think ever has since.
Like, that includes movies, too. It made more than, like, Endgame?
Oh, yeah. In its opening weekend.
It went crazy, yeah. I remember literally everyone was on it at least. Yeah. Like, for, like, an hour.
Yeah, and I think in its... I might be mistaken about this, but I think in its launch week, it's the second highest grossing entertainment product, second only to GTA 5.
Is there any other kind of game that could even match that? Like, I was thinking, GTA, like a third version of a Half-Life or some shit.
Yeah.
Something that's garnered that
same
much.
Same developer, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Rockstar crazy. Goes crazy. Like,
Rockstar's nuts.
But yeah, and, like, esports as well. Like, I mean, it's kind of cheating just going straight to the top, but, like, the Dota International... Like, their prize pots are, like, consistently tens of millions. Yeah.
Crowdfunding.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, like, a whole bunch of leagues right now that, like, Siege, Call of Duty, apparently they're all going to crowdfunding. I don't know if it's next year,
but I wouldn't be surprised.
It makes sense, though. Like, I think there's a divide. I'm speaking specifically on Siege and stuff, but, like, for me, someone that plays a console on Siege, it's kind of hard for me to vibe with people that are on PC because it's not the same. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's definitely a difference in them. Whereas, like, something like COD, like, even if you're playing on PC, like, it's definitively a controller-based game. Like, I feel like, even though you have the ability to play it on PC, like, I think most people would prefer playing COD on a console. To my knowledge, like, obviously there's... Yeah.
Because I've been playing with a whole bunch of, like, friends of friends who play on PC lately, at least, like, on Call of Duty, and they prefer mouse and keyboard. But it is funny that, like...
What?
That's personal preference.
Though. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is funny that they're like, they really take in the whole like PC master race shit. It's like so.
That stuff scares me, man. Yeah. I'm like, yo, chill. Like, it's not that deep. Yeah, dude, just because I said I play PlayStation, like.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, I don't want to spend $4,000 on a computer that can run.
I'm not spending my McDonald's paychecks
slightly better. Like,
yeah,
I'm not spending my 7-Eleven paychecks.
Honestly, with crossplay becoming like the standard, like crossplay and cross progression. It's just like, you know what? If we can play together, who cares where we play? Yes, like, honestly...
It really doesn't make a difference.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does depending on what kind of game it is. Like, obviously, we all are familiar. Like, it's different playing, like, a PC game of Siege compared to, you know, whatever.
Oh, definitely.
But that's a very, very niche, like,
sure.
amount of games that do that. Like, Minecraft, Fortnite, do you really notice a huge difference? Mm-hmm. Like, there's some... Fortnite, maybe.
Maybe Fortnite, especially if you're playing competitive. Yeah, not Minecraft, not...
But, like, for the general player base, you know what I mean?
And that's the thing, like, when you're looking at the differences in, like, skill level, or, like, skill ceiling between, like, console and PC, you're probably playing competitively. The casual player is not going to be anywhere near the skill ceiling of a console, let alone a PC. So it's like, who cares? Like, just... play the game you enjoy, and you will fit in at your level on whatever system. That's
probably why
system.
Fortnite does so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Play on anything.
Yeah.
Well, so you can play Skyrim on anything.
Except iPhone. But
play Minecraft on anything. Phone. RuneScape goes crazy. All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up there.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
I know you guys are listening. Like, I hear you guys.
I see you breathing
you
on the other side.
We see you. I see you open up at the Jungle Podcast on Spotify, and I see you click on it. I can already picture it in my head. You guys click on it, and you're like, God damn, I'm trying to see what these guys are talking about today. I can picture it in my mind right now. It's going to be Steven going home. He's like, what should I listen to? Well, I'm about to shower for an hour. Episode 8 of the Jungle Pod, episode 9, episode 10.
That's actually why I like us to record an hour. It's so I can sync my showers up perfectly with our podcast length.
Makes sense.
Yeah. He doesn't go by like times for his shower. He's just like, how
podcast
many episodes? Yeah. How many episodes is this? Oh, I did 2 episodes? Ah, oh, sick.
Yeah.
Nah, but again, thank you guys for watching. Shout out to Nathan. Shout out to Travis.
Thanks for having us.
Y'all want to shout out your Instagrams?
Yeah. Just shameless plug. Shameless plug to our like
at Nathan Missions. Follow me. I'm not private.
At T Wensveen.
T R Wensveen.
I think I changed it to T Wensveen.
Oh, we changed. Oh, damn, rebranding. 2020 rebrand. Yeah. He went from level 1 to level 2. He took out the R.
Remember to follow us on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram and you want to see clips, we are posting them on TikTok now. So
we are
hella cliche. It's hella cliche.
We went on TikTok.
It feels weird, but fuck it.
2020 TikTok takeover.
It is.
I'm still not making a TikTok account.
It's fine.
I only have the Jungle Podcast one. And
this guy's acting like he's not going to use it for an hour every day.
I bet you he has a private TikTok. Oh, 100%.
100%. One day it's going to come up on
COD clips.
It's going to come up on a For You page. You're going to see it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what's up, people of TikTok?
That wraps it up.
Actually did those dances pretty well when we were talking about it. I don't know.
You guys have explaining to do.
For a guy who talks shit about TikTok so much, you seem very familiar with it.
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy started doing Fortnite dances. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh hell no.
All I'm gonna say, if this guy started doing if he linked up, he started doing Fortnite dances, I could be like, I get it, like I see it.
As soon as we leave, he's going to like check his phone and be like, did they find it somehow?
Yeah. They're just like, okay, I got to change my username.
So welcome to the longest outro ever. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. See ya.
Bye.